Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Rob Cashel, Conference Commissioner, and I am pleased to be joined today by Southern Oregon University basketball player Megan McIntyre and also head coach for the Raiders, Carlotta Kloppenburg Pruitt, or as we all know her by, is CK. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, first and foremost, we just had a big holiday, Thanksgiving. CK, I'm sure you turned the kids loose to go have a few days off and everything like that. But Megan, the big debate around the country, stuffing or mashed potatoes, which one is it?
Ooh, I've actually gotten this question a lot, but I'm definitely more of a stuffing girl.
Okay, there we go. CK, how about you? Stuffing or mashed potatoes?
Definitely mashed potatoes. Yeah.
Coach.
Okay, well those will be the easy questions for the program. But fun to start off a little bit, enjoying the holiday, and I'm sure everyone had a good time being with their family over the break. CK, we head into conference play this week. It's hard to believe that it's here, and big road trip ahead of you.
Yeah, no, we're excited. I think we've kind of been road warriors already this year. We've had six on the road. And so, you know, this is usually the toughest one, going to C of I and Eastern. And I think, you know, our returners have been really prepping our newcomers for what this trip looks like. And I think we're excited. We've just really embraced that, you know, toughness travels and road warrior mentality. So, I think they're pretty pumped up to get conference going.
Well, and you mentioned the returners prepping the newcomers. And Megan, last year you were the newcomer to the league. You were voted newcomer of the year. Also were all-conference player. What were the veterans last year trying to prepare you for this big road trip?
Yeah, kind of just like Coach said, these teams both it's a winning atmosphere and they want to win just as badly as anyone else. And, you know, you got the crowd going and that's what makes it fun. But like you said, the returners definitely do a good job of telling the newcomers what it is and what it's about. So,
yeah, in our league, CK, as you know, everyone dreads the trip to C of I and Eastern and also the trip to OIT and Southern for all of those reasons, right? Long travel, great crowds, great atmosphere, great competition.
Yeah, I think that's also the fun part about it, though, you know, and I also think that our conference really prepares you to, you know, go further and get into the national tournament, because you're probably seeing more crowds like that and the travel and playing back to back. But we love it. You know, if we obviously love our home crowd, but I think playing on the road in an atmosphere like that, where, you know, they got the purple fence and it's right out in front of you and they're all standing up, and then Eastern, they're just right on top of you. And that's why we play. That's what makes us really fun about it. And so them, you know, a lot of players don't get to experience that. And that's what we love about this conference and small college, is you really get to experience just having a lot of people and just the passion for men and women's basketball, which is great.
Megan, obviously Coach alluded to your 6-0 start, a really good start to the season. What in your mind has led to that quick start out of the gate for you guys?
We always rely on our defense. That's the main thing of our program and the main focus. So kind of getting after it on the defensive end kind of just lets our offense flow and takes the pressure off of our offense. Also, just all of us have like the same mutual goal of obviously not just winning conference, but winning bigger in the end. So having that motivation really just pushes us each and every day to not play like we're number four in the nation, but kind of have that, oh, like chip on our shoulder, like, no, we want to win. We want to win. So that really helps us.
You mentioned number four in the nation, and that's been the last two polls where you guys ascended up to number four. But Coach, going back to the preseason, while it wasn't a surprise to us in the league, might have taken a little bit of the country by surprise, you went and had two big wins right off the bat against top 10 teams.
Yeah, it's funny when I scheduled those games, like I knew they were good. And then those polls came out and they were 5 and 6. And I said, okay, here we go. This is what we want. We want to be challenged, and win or lose, it's great for us to play those teams because they have such an experience, the past 10 to 15 years of being in the national tournament and being really good and getting to play those Midwest teams that we're not used to playing. And so it was really fun. And to be able to come out with 2 wins makes that trip even better. And I think kind of gave us a look at where we can be. And we know that we can compete with anybody as long as we're bringing our best, on both ends of the floor, but especially the defensive end for us.
Well, speaking of defense, Megan, two-time player of the week in the league for defense. Obviously, that's your calling card as well. And we saw that last year, really towards the end of the season. You were the stopper. You were the go-to defensive stopper. Where does that come from? Has that always been in your repertoire, so to speak? And is that what you thrive off of personally?
I will say I always have taken pride in my defense, but obviously what the numbers don't show is my teammates that also are working their butts off on the defensive end. So our press just really allows us, people like me, to get deflections, get rebounds whatsoever. So we kind of just all rely on each other and play on a string and allow each other's defensive energy to feed off one another. So definitely that.
And I know for teams, you put last year kind of in the history books and you don't really look back a whole lot. But I do want to spend a little bit of time talking about last year's run to the regular season and the tournament title. Pretty electric in your gym during the tournament. And just talk a little bit about that atmosphere and what playing at home means to you guys.
You want to take
No, you
that
want
one
to speak
first,
in?
Meg?
Oh, okay, I'll go first. Yeah, I think that was one of the things that was told to me like before committing to Southern Oregon, but being able to play in it was totally different and just super cool to be a part of. We honestly have the greatest fans. Like, I want to say we have the greatest fans. A little biased, but that's okay. Just from like people local to students, obviously, and it just really like fuels us and gets us fired up, and it's just really neat and cool to be a part of, especially as a women's basketball team. So
Yeah, I would say, having been in the league now for going on 14 years as the commissioner, I mean, you guys draw as well as the men's team does. And we have many of those programs in our league that do that. So that speaks really highly of the competitive nature and also the respect that our league has for the women's game. CK, speaking of the women's game, I mean, you have a great history of coaching. You were at San Jose State, I believe, as an assistant coach, and did some assistant coaching in WNBA. Talk a little bit to me about the women's game and what we've seen the last couple of years in terms of the excitement and the growth.
yeah, I think that the just overall talent has continued to grow, and people are finally watching and seeing how fun it is. And I really think that women's basketball is a very team oriented. We play, it can't just be one or two people. Everybody plays really well together. And it's kind of funny because my grandpa coached in the NBA for 13 years, and in the past 20 years or so, he would rather watch women's basketball than the NBA because they just play well together. They play defense, and not a knock on the NBA, but it's just it's really back to the basics and the fundamentals, and it's really fun to watch. And then, I think the college game has really erupted, and that has helped the WNBA get more experience because so many people are following those players. And I would say a lot of it is social media because they are seeing these players in highlights on social media, and then they want to go watch the games, and that just attracts fans. And so, whether social media can be bad or good, I really think that it has been for the good, and just getting the word out that, Yeah, women's basketball is here and it's really exciting to watch.
Yeah, certainly those of us that played the sport and played below the rim, we certainly appreciate the team element of women's basketball. And like you said, NBA, a lot of one-on-one, not to take anything away from that, but there is some fluidity, if you will, or some beauty to that teamwork and that team game that we get to see, in particular in the women's game. Megan, tell me a little bit about your experience at Southern. You were at a junior college prior to coming up. This is, again, your second year. Looking at your bio, this is your last year. You're a senior. Just tell me a little bit about your own personal goals and then your team goals for this year.
Yeah, obviously, how I said, our goal is to win conference this year and hopefully make it to Iowa and win as well there. So team goals, definitely to win is an obvious one. Personal goals, kind of just back to the basis. I just want to enjoy my last year with my teammates. Obviously my sister's on the team as well, and she came from the junior college I came from as well. So that's just a super cool and important thing to me, because a lot of like girls don't get to play with their sisters in college on the same team. So enjoying that, enjoying each and every one of my teammates that I played with last year, the returners. So really just soaking it all in and not taking any moment for granted, for sure.
Really cool to be able to play with your sister. I'm sure that's been great for your family as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. They're super excited. My mom's got all the SOU banners and whatnot in her house.
She's so, a Raider through and through.
She's a Raider. My family's a Raider fan, for sure.
That's great. Well, CK, we talked a little bit about your trip upcoming to EOU and C of I, perennial powers, Eastern for sure, rich history of women's basketball. But break down the league for me a little bit, if you would, just kind of as you're approaching each week and kind of looking ahead. I know coaches don't like to look too much ahead, but give me a little rundown of the league from your perspective.
Yeah, I think it's as competitive as ever. And, you know, in the non-conference, a lot of people went out and played different teams, which is really great. You know, LC State went down to Arizona and played really well down there, and then had Carroll, you know, Eastern and Carroll played, Eastern and LC played Carroll at home and won. And so games like that, when you're beating, you know, the Frontier Conference schools, are really big wins for our conference in general. And, you know, OIT went out and played tough teams in Iowa, and they just continue to keep getting better. Although they've had a significant loss on their team, they just play extremely well together. And so I think, you know, College of Idaho has improved from last season. You know, obviously those are the ones that I've just kind of been watching lately, but there's also some newness, which is always fun as a coach. I feel like I'm a veteran now in this conference almost, you know, on year four, but, you know, there's newness with, Evergreen and Northwest and Corbin. And so just really excited to see what kind of brand of basketball they have brought into it. And, again, people have went out and played some teams this year, and I think that creates a lot of excitement for our conference going into it.
Yeah, and getting out and playing other teams is critical, as you know, to get ranked in the ARC and then ultimately to get hopefully picked by the selection committee if you don't have an AQ. Which of course you earned the AQ last year by winning the regular season and getting an automatic qualification to the tournament. Megan, after 1 year and going through the league, you know, is there a particular place other than at SOU that you get pretty excited to play at?
That's a good question. Honestly, I really do enjoy the road trip we're about to face, the College of Idaho and Eastern, because of what we talked about, the atmosphere and the competitiveness. LC State also is a good one because they're just a solid team, and it's always a battle with them. So I'd say those in general are my favorite places to play.
Yeah, great environments that you just spoke to as well. And then you have to mention your guys' rivalry with your travel partner, Oregon Tech, right? That goes without saying that those are always, regardless of the record, those always seem to be tight game. So, CK, tell me a little bit about what it's like on game week getting ready for OIT.
Yeah, that one is a little bit of extra juice, I think, for everybody, and especially because we have the Schmierbach sisters going against each other, and that kind of creates a different rivalry in itself in a way. But, you know, I think we know a lot about them and they know a lot about us because we, you know, watch them a lot and they watch us a lot. And I have a lot of respect for Joy, and she is always going to create a really, really great game plan against us. And so, yet no matter what, they're going to be great games, and the atmosphere, you know, at Oregon Tech, they've got everybody there. I remembered my first year we played there in the paint game. And I didn't see a seat that wasn't filled, and just overtime game. And it was always just so intense, whether we're playing home or away. And so you don't get to experience that quite often. You know, I was at San Jose State, we played Fresno State, and that was a rival, but it's nothing that feels like this. You know, this is a real rivalry that a lot of people care about from 20 to 30 to 40 years ago. They're tuned in for that game just because of that rivalry. So that's what makes it so fun. But also, you know, if you're on the other end of it, it's not fun.
Yeah, Megan, Coach kind of referred to, you know, the our level of basketball, which I think is a great level. You know, most people compare NAIA kind of with Division II a little bit in terms of talent level. You know, you obviously play a high level of basketball, probably had a lot of places that you could go. Tell me about your experience at Southern in terms of some of the things Coach is talking about, just the atmosphere, the fans coming out to support you, and the brand of basketball that you see.
Well, first, thank you. But, just like you said, the NAIA is competitive, and there are a lot of girls that are talented, and I think it kind of gets overshed sometimes, if that's the correct word, or not noticed as much. But yeah, I think, like she said, like, these gyms, fans are coming, have been around and have played or watched the games for years, and it kind of just brings a community to all these games. So definitely love the NAIA. Like, it's a great conference, or sorry, great organization, and yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's neat, CK, having, you know, knowing your background, coaching WNBA, Division I, et cetera, and just hearing that excitement in your voice about the level of basketball that we have.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's, you know, we're playing against high-level people and high-level coaches that are going to come out and get prepared every night. And, you know, I went to the national tournament when I was at Arizona State at the Division I level, and you go to the national tournament at our level, and to me it doesn't feel any different, because it's you're competing for a national championship. It's the same thing. You know, maybe they have a police escort or something like that, but at the end of the day, when you step into the gym and you're on the floor competing, it doesn't matter. And again, my grandpa, he lived for watching these games. He was a high, you know, NBA coach for a long time, and our games were the most fun he had watching because of just the teamwork and the excitement that surrounds it, and just the passion that these players play with. They you know, they really love basketball, and most of them are not on full ride scholarships. They're here because they really love to play the game, and they're going to come out and play hard every night. And I think that can be a difference in well as they want to be part of something that's bigger than them. And I think that's why it creates the atmosphere that we get.
Yeah, you might not have a police escort, but you'll have a Matt Sayer, Bobby Hyken, President Bailey escort anywhere you go, I'm sure of it.
Definitely.
Well, Megan, CK mentioned a little bit, and I want to touch on the student part of the student athlete. That's certainly a huge part of the NAIA. As Coach said, most of you guys are not on anything near a full ride scholarship or anything like that. You're there with the ultimate goal of to get your degree and to and to move on in life. And so talk a little bit about your degree area and kind of what are your plans after playing at Southern?
Yeah, so kind of touching on that, I have a lot of teammates that are doing some pretty heavy degrees in like bio and whatnot. They're doing some heavy schoolwork, but I'm currently in communication and I'm going to major or get my bachelor's in that with a certificate in conflict management. And I kind of did that in terms of helping me out in a specific way. I'm not really the most talkative, loudest person in the room, if you really know me. So kind of exploring that major has really helped me grow in that way. In terms of after, I'm all over the place in certain areas, but my ultimate goal is honestly to go play, continue to play basketball after this. So really hopeful for that in the end. So.
Well, I'm sure your coach will have plenty of connections and people that she knows and her family knows to maybe get you connected in playing overseas or maybe even here in the States. So that'll be great to watch you as you continue that passion and that growth as well. Well, ladies, I want to thank you guys for joining the program. We're very excited for the women's season. Again, you guys kick off this weekend at Eastern Oregon at College of Idaho. We'll have a target on your back because you're picked to win the conference and currently ranked fourth in the country. Best of luck to you guys and safe travels to the East.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This has been Cascade Connects on behalf of myself and our director, Courtney Blummer. Tune in next time.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast to the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships, and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.